Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, I've been shopping lately for a sleeper sofa. You know, in my eagerness to downsize last year as we moved into our new smaller home, I downsized this right out of our guest room furniture. So, if we ever do have guests, we have nowhere for them to sleep. Not real smart on my part. So the idea of a sleeper sofa seemed like a good compromise. Except that my hubby pointed out that we already have a perfectly good sofa. It's just not a sleeper sofa. Well, he's right. So I put the idea of a new sofa on hold for about a year, until a few weeks ago when a friend asked if I was still selling my sofa. I had totally forgotten I'd mentioned it to her previously. Seems that she and her hubby just bought a bigger home, and now she needs more furniture to fill it up, and my sofa is just the right color and style that she's looking for. Well, what do you know about that, I thought. So, like I said, I'm now looking for a new sleeper sofa. I wonder, are you in the stage of life where you're upsizing or downsizing or just holding steady? Is it possible, or is it wrong, I should say, is it wrong to feather your nest with new possessions in whatever stage of life you're in? Well, not if you can afford them, most people would probably say. Now, what about those who accumulate more and more so that we feel more secure? Now, there's a different question. Have you ever felt that way? That maybe if I get more and more stuff, I'll just feel more secure? Well, you know, I have to stop and really take account of that, because it's not so much possessions as much, but I know that I can start to think, well, ooh, do we have enough life insurance? Do we have enough medical insurance? You know, what if we have some kind of very serious illness? Do we have catastrophic insurance? You know, I have to be really careful that I don't start to use fear to make those kinds of decisions. What about you? How do you feel about accumulating stuff, or even the kind of stuff that I mentioned, the insurances? You know, how does the Lord feel about how we use His money? You know, we don't have to wonder, because guess what? He told us. He told us, and one such lesson is in the book of Luke, chapter 12. Book of Luke, chapter 12, starting in verse 15, the Lord tells us, "Then He, the Lord, said to them, 'Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist of the abundance of his possessions.' And He told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God.'" I'm sure you probably heard that parable before. Probably heard it, read it, heard it preached, and such. Yeah. So the Lord is saying, not that it's not okay to have things. God doesn't mean He doesn't want us to enjoy possessions. No, not at all. He didn't say that here. What He wants is for us to consult Him with our financial decisions, to trust Him, not money and possessions. He wants us to be rich toward Him, the work of His kingdom. So Max Lucado, in his book Fearless, wrote about when we fear so much that we start to acquire things. How do we handle that? How do we overcome fearing and then turning towards things as a comfort? Let's see what Max has to say. Max Lucado writes, "The rich fool went to the wrong person. He thought to himself, and he asked the wrong question, 'What shall I do?' You see, his error was not that he planned, but rather that his plans did not include God. You see, Jesus criticized not the man's affluence, but his arrogance. Not the presence of personal goals, but the absence of God in those goals. What if he'd taken his money to the right person, God, with the right question, what do you want me to do? You see, accumulation of wealth is a popular defense against fear. Since we fear losing our jobs, health care, retirement benefits, we amass possessions, thinking the more we have, the safer we are. But fear has never been famous for its logic. If there were no God, trusting stuff would be the only appropriate response to an uncertain future. But there is a God, and this God does not want his children to trust money. You see, the rich fool in Jesus' story missed this point. The wise woman Jesus spotted in the temple at another time didn't miss the point. Jesus said, "Then a poor widow came and dropped in two small coins. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, 'I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the others who are making contributions. For they gave a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on.'" You see, God owns everything and gives us all things to enjoy. He is a good shepherd to us, his little flock. Trust him, not stuff. Move from the fear of scarcity to the comfort of provision. Less hoarding, more sharing. Do good. Be rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. And most of all, replace fear of the coming winter with faith in the living God. I just love how Max Lucado put that. Replace fear of the coming winter with faith in the living God. No, it's not that God is not telling us that it's okay, not okay to have things, you know, those possessions. It's he wants us to prioritize consulting him first and also being rich toward God and the things of God. So, you know, whether we're out shopping for a pair of shoes or a new cell phone or a sleeper sofa, God wants us to put it all in the proper perspective and priority. Trust him to provide and keep our minds fixed on him, what is true and honorable, right and pure, lovely and admirable, to think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise, to be rich toward God because he has generously given us everything and wants to give us good gifts that we would turn around, consult him, and give good gifts as well. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth, @spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.